This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
KFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento sports leader. Always live on the Odyssey app. It's time now to go beyond the headlines, and for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Oh, good morning. Hello. A happy Wednesday to you, April 23rd. Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm, at least for now. James is down at Golden 1 Center because Kings' new GM, Scott Perry, is being introduced today. He is having a press conference today. We will carry that press conference for you today.
Yes, we will. Live.
Right here on 1320 AM. It's on your radio dial, YouTube and Twitch, youtube.com/ESPN1320 and twitch.tv/ESPN1320. You can watch the show there. Subscribe to the ESPN 13 channel. Hit that little notification bell. You'll get notified when we go live, which we do every day at about 9:55 a.m. Actually, 9:57 is our goal.
Yeah.
If I'm just in the interest of transparency.
We're overachievers, then maybe we'll be at 9:55.
Yeah, every once in a while, something will happen. I think the day after the Kings lost in the play-in, we went live at like 9:50.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, let's go. Thoughts, let's go. We're fired up.
We know what it is today.
We're ready. So, everybody watching there, everybody in the chatty house, hello, good morning, salute. We tried to say good morning to each of you individually. It just took me a while to figure out how to make the microphones work because Joe Brazil is at the home office once again, so I have to run the board. And I would have forgotten to take the board live. We were almost not even on the air.
Yeah, I looked at a little big TV. Like, it says, hey, you're not live.
You said, brother, figure it out.
Yeah.
The one thing I got when I first started in radio, and again, Scott Perry's press conference is going to begin here shortly. As soon as it starts, we will bring that to you. Live right here on ESPN 1320. So when I first started in radio, I was just doing like running live events. So when you run a live event, running a Raider game or an NFL game or an A's game or whatever, you're just listening for an out cue and you hit the commercial.
Yeah,
that is basically your job. It is, you push one button for the most part.
Pretty much.
And I got a day of training where it was like I was sitting there while the person was working and not getting like full blown training. My next shift, they were like, you're up, bud. Like, oh, okay.
I'll throw you into the fire.
They did. And if you've never seen a board before, it's a radio board, especially kind of newer ones. It's very intimidating. There's a lot of buttons. There's a lot of sliders. There's so much going on.
Yeah, I first started with the old 1970s type board.
Oh, God, with the loud buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So there's a ton of buttons. It's very intimidating when you first start. Once you learn what the buttons do, it becomes a lot easier. But it's very intimidating. And the assistant PD... at the time at the radio station I was at, he goes, hey, come here. So I go into his office and he goes, hey, man, a guy with a bunch of tattoos, a curly Q mustache, great guy. And he goes, hey, your job today is to keep the station on air. Forget anything else. Forget the buttons. He goes, if you mess something up, just make sure the station stays on air. That's your only job. And I took that with me, and it really did help. Like, okay, as long as the station's on air, everything else is fixable, that's fine. And I've taken that with me through the various producing and hosting jobs that I've done, and we weren't on air today.
Yeah.
I almost botched the very first lesson I learned in radio.
That's pretty much all it is, just be on air after that, figure it all out.
It's unbelievable how much of this job comes down to, like, was the station on air? All right.
Yeah, it's all good after that.
Cool, man.
We're waiting for...
go ahead.
I'll say we're waiting for Scott Perry. What do you think the vibes are like today? New GM, press conference.
I believe, given the generally optimistic nature of...
Chatty, I was like, how do you guys feel?
Yeah, how's the vibe with Kings fans, I guess? Is that what you were asking? Or you
pretty
meant,
much,
you
yeah.
Mean down
like,
at
like,
the
like, yeah, like no, I don't care how the media feels. Chatty House and stuff like that, because like season didn't end great. Everyone was all pissed off, but it's like,
is this exciting? Yeah,
yeah. Like, is this exciting? Just, like, how do you guys feel about this?
I think it's exciting because anytime to me, here's can I tell you where I'm at?
Yeah.
Anytime there's a new GM, there's like a little bit of hope that like, okay, this time it'll be different. Mm-hmm. No matter how many times you tell yourself it's not.
Yeah.
But it's the 49ers were mostly bad for most of my life. But Dennis Erickson comes in. All right, hey, this is going to be different. Dennis Erickson's going to be that dude. Wrong. Okay, I was like 10. Get off my back.
Yeah.
Mike Nolan comes in. He's like, all right, Mike Nolan, he's going to be that dude. Oh, Mike Singletary. Mike Singletary can coach, baby. Here we go. Nope, he's not it.
I will raise your Mike Singletary with Adam Gase.
Right. It just, you get so excited. And I think Kings fans, we've all been through this.
Yeah.
With GMs and coaches. So I think there's always like a hit. There's optimism that okay, this one will be different.
Yeah.
Even as the pessimism starts to kind of push its way in.
Like that Russ Dog says, "Let's go." Vibes are high. PW916, meh. Same with Wheezy says, meh. Tristanic says, yeah, cautiously optimistic. It's pretty much like
cautious,
the same vibe. Yeah, I feel
cautious
like it's like
optimism is where I'm at.
Yeah,
and I don't know exactly what I'm hoping to learn from Scott Perry today,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think he's not going to get into his first presser and burn it down.
He's probably not going to say much where it's like, oh, yeah, we have this, and that. Like, it's going to be probably your regular GM press conference, I guess.
I'm fascinated to know where he stands on Zach LaVine. Because his previous quote on Zach LaVine, I didn't think was wrong.
You think that's getting brought up today?
It has to. If it doesn't get brought up, and James was there and not here and doesn't ask that question...
I'm curious because
I'm
going to
have a major problem.
I'm curious.
It has
to.
Bro, your new GM is on camera on a podcast recently going, yeah, Zach LaVine can score, but he's like a third option. He's not a winning player. And now your GM is on the team and he's your best player.
I'm with you. I just wonder if that's going
to
get asked.
You have to ask. That would be insane if they don't ask.
I'm excited.
Hey, here he comes. Scott Perry, everybody.
All right, everyone, game face is on.
He's sitting down, unbuttoning his jacket. Here he is.
Good morning, everybody. I am so excited to be back here in Sacramento, California. It is a joy, a blessing for me. I'm honored that Vivek has bestowed this opportunity on me to lead this franchise moving forward, because the goal here is to build a sustainable winner. I want to thank Vivek for that. I also want to recognize my lovely wife sitting in the front, Kimberly Perry. We're going on 39 years of marriage. I'm going to try to keep it together for you here when I talk about that. But like the young people say, she's been my ride and die the whole time. We met at a basketball camp back when we were 13 years old. So our life has been about basketball. And she's been every step of the way with me on this basketball journey. And we're so excited to be here and be a part of this community. And we want to make Sacramento Kings Nation very proud. So with that being said, I'm here, ready to get to work. I'm going to open it up to questions from you guys.
Hey, Scott. James Hamm, ESPN 1320.
I remember you, James. Exactly.
Nice to see you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Look, I think you've got a lot of orders of business here that you've got to take care of, but the first one is going to be the coaching situation. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what you're going to do with the coaching situation, whether it's Doug or you're going to open up to a full-fledged coaching search?
Well, you're looking at a guy who is a veteran of so many coaching searches, I can't even count them right now. But what I can tell you is I've spent time with Doug Christie already. I've known, I first met Doug Christie when he was a player at Toronto. So I admired him as a player, his career. I've watched him this year from afar in terms of his ability to have a presence on the court. I think he's made a connection with players. We've had a few conversations up to this point. He was one of the first people I met with yesterday when I got into town. So I've only been here a little longer than 24 hours. With that said, my phone has incessantly rang for interest in this job. So I'm going to have a few more conversations in and around about this job. And hopefully I can come to some sort of resolution within the next week or so in terms of having a decision or announcement to inform everybody of.
Just want to know.
I get your name, sir.
Sorry, yeah, Tony O'Ray Harvey. Please call me Tony.
Call
NBC
you Tony?
Sports News, yes.
Tony?
Tony, is that Tony, Tony, Tony. Okay. You got it, Scott. Right on. So you're not naming Doug as your head coach right now. That's what you're basically saying. You want to open up your option. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My next question was the departure of Monty McNair was, you know, so urgent after the game last week. I just want to know when the discussions between you and the brass, Vivek, whatever, you know, to take up this position, because it was, everything just happened so fast.
Well, here's what I can tell you. 8 years ago, I had a 3-month interview here with the Sacramento Kings. And from that point forward, that 3 months allowed me and Vivek to establish a relationship that was built on respect and understanding. We learned each other's work styles, values, all the things that are important. And we maintained a relationship when I left for the New York Knicks, and we kept in contact throughout. So once the decision was made by the Kings organization to move forward and make a change with that position, things can come together quickly then, because both sides know one another. You know what you're getting. They know what they're getting with me. They're getting a proven leader, someone who's done this job before at a high level. And then I also understand and know the environment of the Sacramento Kings. And we have a shared vision. And again, that shared vision and mandate is to build a platform that's going to be offer sustainable success in winning for this organization that this community richly deserves.
Hey, Scott. Brendan Nunes, Sacktown Sports.
Okay.
Nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of talent on this roster, but what do you make of how they fit as a cohesive group? And do you have an idea yet of an ideal identity that you would have for this team?
Great question. Look, I'm just learning this roster. Again, I've watched them from afar. There's some talent here. There's an obvious need. I think everybody in this room probably would agree to it, that there's not a true point guard on the roster. Also, as I assess it from afar, I think we need to add more length and athleticism to this group to enhance some of the talent that's here. So that's from that standpoint, that's kind of what I'm looking at doing right now. And the second part of your question was the identity. Any successful pro sports organization, or any company for that matter, has to have an identity. And that's one thing that I don't see here yet, but that's what I'm all about, is establishing an identity. What does it mean to be a Sacramento Kings player? To play here, we're going to require toughness. We want a defensive orientation. We got to play extremely hard, and we got to play together on the offensive end. Share the game is what I like to say. We got to be professional. We got to be disciplined. And we got to have accountability. And so if you fit that profile, you'll see guys wearing that Kings jersey. If not, then we'll figure out how to get guys in here that do. And a line that you may hear me say, and you may have heard this before, I am looking for volunteers to that, not hostages.
Hi, Scott. Tristy Rodriguez, NBC Sports California, over here.
Okay.
Welcome back to Sacramento. One of the biggest issues that this roster has had is, I think you just mentioned it, the length of the athleticism. Keegan Murray was just here a few days ago talking about how he doesn't really like to guard the five on a nightly basis. How do you, I guess, just plan to address that to help Keegan out a little bit?
Look, first of all, the one thing I want all the players here to do, I want to buy each player a mirror, because at first we're going to look at ourselves. And that starts with me each and every day. And so there's going to be an accountability first and foremost that am I doing everything as an individual to make this team successful? And then whoever we have in here to coach, it's going to be their job, and I'm going to be behind the scenes helping to make sure that we maximize what they can do on the court. So Keegan is still a young player. I'm very confident in what he can be. I've spoken to him like I've spoken to all the players already, because that was one of the most important things for me to do that. And I think he'll be just fine, but he knows he's got to come in here and work, earn everything he gets. And the teams that I've been a part of, and I spent a long time with the Detroit Pistons, as you well know, and that team was built on accountability, was built on toughness, was built on defense, and was built on a team-first attitude. So when players come in this building, and when staff come in this building, starting with me, when I get out of my car and they get out of their cars, we're leaving our personal agendas and egos inside those cars. When you come inside, it's about the collective.
You're listening to Scott Perry's introductory press conference as the GM of the Sacramento Kings here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
This season has been a roller coaster season for the organization. Mm-hmm. A lot has happened with coaching, players, et cetera, et cetera. I think the sentiment out of player exit interviews mm-hmm. was the sense of wanting consistency within the organization. What consistency can you bring to the organization, and what is your message to the players that have said that and the fan base that's looking for it as well?
Absolutely. Look, again, to be successful, you have to have that consistency and stability. If people that know me and know me well and know my experiences know that I'm all about stability. Even in the short time that I was here in Sacramento 8 years ago, it was almost 8 years ago to the day, ironically, in that short of time, we were starting to formulate some of that stability. In terms of the people we were able to draft and what we were able to do in free agency, starting to set that culture. So I'm extremely confident in not only my abilities, but the people that we're going to have around us helping that. We all are going to be rowing the same direction in the boat. We can't have silos. We can't have individual genders, like I said. It's all about the collective, and it's about being the Kings. I don't want any of the credit. I want all of the people around me to get the credit. I'm going to lead that. That's what, to me, great leadership is being a servant leader. And that I'm going to provide that here. And you guys will find this in me. I'm going to be heavily engaged in a lot of things around here to help make this organization, this team, one that can be proud, everybody can be proud of, and not only here, but Kings fans globally. Because when we come to work every day, I want people coming in to work with a positive, winning mindset every single day. That's what it's all about.
Hi, Scott. Jason Anderson with the Sacramento Bee. Nice to see you.
Good. Welcome. Good to see you, Jason.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you.
To the question about, you know, consistency and stability, there's, you know, dysfunction's been kind of a dirty word around here. And, and I just wonder, you know, with your history of relationships and your connections around the league, like, how do you begin to overcome that, and you know, and what is the way forward in terms of creating a unified vision and direction?
Great question. Look, I've been around, as you mentioned, this league a long time, and one of the things that made me feel great when this all unfolded and it was announced that I was coming here, I heard from so many players that I have worked with in the NBA during my 25-year path. I mean, I heard from all the guys from the 04 Pistons championship team. Hear from a lot of the guys from the Knicks that I work with, guys from Orlando that I work with, even players that I coached in college. I heard from just about every agent in the business. So glad to have you back involved in being here. Because we got tired of seeing you on television on ESPN. You know, you fit better on this side. But so I am very comfortable and confident that it's the people that end up making the situation. And I'm going to lead that charge to make sure that we have the necessary credibility that we can be at the table to attract good talent here to the Sacramento Kings organization. We're going to be very prudent and opportunistic in how we build out this roster, whether it be through the draft, free agency, or trades.
Hey, Scott. Jeremiah Solomson here, Sports Radio Service. Welcome back to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
When you, I know you just got here, obviously, but when you look at this roster from afar, I'm sure you've been, you know, keeping up with it. Do you see more of tweaks you want to make, or do you see kind of a large overhaul coming for you?
Like, you know, I just mentioned there, I'm going to be opportunistic and prudent in doing this. I'm learning all the players just like they're getting to learn me. And I'm going to spend a lot of time with a number of them this summer and just make sure that we're equally aligned about where we're headed, because I'm going to be steadfast in my resolve and get into where we need to get. And again, I want to make sure that they're in tune and in line and that they want to be on board with that. So that's what I would tell you right now. There's some good talent here. I've had an excellent reception from all the players thus far. I've talked to every single one of them, and they all seem very positive and ready to go. They like the community here. You know, obviously, I'm sure there was frustration that the season ended the way it did, but I'd be disappointed if they weren't frustrated. That's part of it.
Hey, Scott. Deuce Mason.
Hey, Deuce. How you doing? Good. Good to see you.
What motivated you to take this job? Why this challenge at this time of your career?
That's been my life. I've loved taking on challenges. And if you followed my career, a lot of the organizations that I work with, when we first came in, they were struggling or non-playoff teams, whatever you want to call them. But then by the time I left, we left, the organizations were better. I enjoyed that. I enjoy challenges. I don't run from problems, I run to them. And I think that's a necessary quality that you got to have when you come in to build a situation like this. And I embrace it. And I think there's a lot of good people here within the organization. I think there's a lot of good people in this community. I understand a frustrated fan base. I faced that going into New York City. Quite frankly, when I got there, and enjoyed every minute of that and being part of that turnaround there. So that's why I'm so confident in it. And again, my experience, my know-how, confidence in it, that we can do it. I've been there, done that. Feel really good about having the chance to do that here.
Hey, Scott, right over here.
Okay, all right.
Welcome to Sacramento.
Okay, all right.
Again, shall
okay,
I say.
Yeah, exactly.
And congrats.
Hey, I'm going to be here longer than 3 months this time. I can't say that, okay? Exactly.
We got that on the record.
You got that on the record. Okay, all right, good.
Congratulations, too, on 39 years of marriage. Incredible.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So
you should congratulate her more than me. Exactly.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
Putting up with him for 39
years. Yeah, exactly.
So my question to you, you said earlier you used this word sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
As you are... Well, oh yeah, I didn't even introduce myself. I'm Kevin John from ABC 10.
Okay, all right, okay.
Okay.
We got that out the way. All right, go ahead.
One of the things that you said earlier, like I said, was sustainability. Mm-hmm. You are well aware that this franchise has not been able to sustain success over the last 16, 17 years with the exception of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been a long road to get back to that area.
Mm-hmm.
With Deuce's last question, you had talked about you being confident
mm-hmm.
that you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, what gives you the confidence that you can right the ship, and also to a fan base that is desperate for winning one of the greatest loyal fan bases in the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
What can you say to them to reassure them that we are on the right track and you are confident you can get this job done?
A few things. One... In my conversations with Vivek, it's clear what the mandate was. He wants me to come in here and lead this charge, bring my expertise to this building, to this organization, to build that sustainable platform. And he has pledged his support and his resources to be able to do that. Okay, that's number one. Number two. When you've been around as long as I have been around, you know things can change. So I understand, like you said, the frustration of the fan base because you haven't won that much in the past, what you say, 16, 17 years. But with the right energy, with the right focus, with the right perseverance, I've seen things turn around. I've been a part of it, you know. back when I was in Detroit, now, obviously, the Bad Boys were good in the late 80s, and they were a great team. And then they went through a little bit of law. It might not have been as long as the one here in Sacramento. But we rolled up our sleeves. We didn't pay attention to the noise that you can't build a sustainable winner in a small market team, cold city like Detroit. We rolled up our sleeves. We ended up going to 6 straight conference finals and won a world championship while we were there. Anything is possible and anything is doable. And I am the eternal optimist, positive person. I know this league. I've been at it a long time. And I just feel really comfortable. It's a good time, a good place to make that, to start on that ascension and build that sustainability. So will there be bumps along the road to get there? I'm sure. That's life. That's adversity. But like I said earlier, we're not going to run away from the problems. We're going to run to them.
So, Scott, Sean Cunningham.
Yeah.
Just when you look at, you know, you mentioned people thrilled to have you back and out of the analyst booth. there's obviously, you know, fans.
And the podcast world. I do. Don't forget that.
Oh,
don't,
I'm not.
Don't forget my podcast, people at the Hoop Genius. Exactly that work.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that one because there was a clip, obviously, that might haunt you as you come over here.
I knew where you come.
Yeah. Talking about Zach.
Anything I say, I'm not worried about it haunting me, but go ahead.
For sure. No, exactly. Just to that point, like, you know, does that create an awkward moment? I mean, obviously, you're always such a straight shooter, and I just now hear Zach LaVine is on your roster, and imagine you've had a chance to speak with him.
Absolutely. I've had a chance to speak with Zach. I knew Zach a little bit well before I took this job. You know, when he was a young player at UCLA when he was coming out, I obviously scouted him and watched him a lot. Terrific talent, athletic, nearly a career 40% three-point shooter. And he and I, like I said, we had a good conversation. So my job now to help put pieces around him and others to enhance his ability to start winning. And that is what you're getting at with the comment that I made, because it was a reflection on him not having won as much. It's nothing personal with me. And the great thing, what I enjoy with my relationship with all players, and that's why so many of them reached out to me because they know, okay, I might not always agree with him, but he's going to shoot me straight. And they know that I'm going to provide radical candor surrounded by radical love. They know it's coming from a good place.
Hi, Scott. Michelle Dapper with KCRA back here.
Hey, Michelle.
Welcome back
to
Sacramento.
Thank you so much.
You mentioned that you have talked to the players, and during the exit interviews with the players, several of them expressed their need, want, concerns with the front office. Just curious if you could share maybe some of the things that you've maybe reassured the players on how you plan to turn this around and move forward.
A number of them obviously are familiar with my journey and my path, so I think that breeds some confidence. But in the conversations, just like we're having here right now, it's very clear what my vision is and what I'm about, what I stand for. The reception has been great from those guys. And I think they're ready to get on board. You know, players, sometimes a misconception is that players don't want real, true accountability. But they really do. The key is you've got to be consistent with it. It can't be accountability in October, none in November, trying to get it back in December. And so that, again, is going to fall on me, coaching staff, and our entire staff, that how we go about our business on a daily basis. We can talk about a lot of things right now, but we got to live them every single day. And that's ultimately what's going to be the key determinant in terms of our success moving forward.
Hey, Scott. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you, Chris Haynes. He was a guest on our Hoop Genius podcast one time. Exactly.
I wasn't on that episode with you.
With BJ and Mo Mootsie, my guys. Exactly.
Those my dudes. I wasn't on that episode with Zach, though.
But you gonna clear yourself from that. Exactly.
Scott, I wanted to ask, you know, you talked about ownership and the directive. I want to ask, is there a number one focus that ownership wanted you to kind of come and clean up and fix up, right? Is there one thing in particular, and number two, want to ask about your front office staff? Mm-hmm. Do you have a timeline on when you plan to finalize that?
Mm-hmm. First, like I said, the number one thing from ownership, Chris, again, and I said it earlier, it is to build this sustainable platform for sustainability of winning and success. That is the most important thing, and Vivek's pledge support to help me see that vision through. That is first and foremost. Secondly, to your question about the staff, right now, I have no updates on that. I'm in the process right now, as people who are in this room right now, a number of them King employees, I'm meeting with every single person in the basketball operations department. And that's probably going to take me almost a couple weeks. But I'm doing that. I want to learn their stories, learn about them, and see who really fits us moving forward, who may have concerns with us moving forward. But that's, to me, the most prudent thing to do. That's the most respectful thing to do. Again, I've been around the league a long time, and I want to make sure that, you know, my vision is clear about what I want to get done here, and we'll see. So it will be a slow evolving process, I think, in terms of staff additions, subtractions, but ready for that as well too. And just rest assured, any additions will be high level, capable people with character. Character is very important.
Hi, Scott. Matt George, ABC 10, right here.
Okay. Hey, Matt. How you doing?
My question has to do with timelines specifically. Last season, there was a bit of like a plan playoff mandate kind of on the organization and the position that they were in. Has it been expressed to you from Vivek, from ownership, about any kind of expectation of winning right away or giving you the time necessary to fix the
ship? The expectation is to build a sustainable winner. and do the things necessary to create an environment that will breed that. And that's the only mandate. And so I'm going to do what's best, what I see is best for that. Obviously, I'm someone who's wired to win. So, again, we'll see what unfolds over the next coming months. But I'm going to do my very best to enhance what's here right now and see where it takes us.
You're listening to Scott Perry's introductory press conference as the GM of the Kings right here on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader.
Noon show with this gentleman over here to my left, Kyle Draper.
Oh, okay. All right. What's going on?
When you have so many decisions to make, mm-hmm. coaching decision, many roster decisions, mm-hmm. you talked about identity. When you have so many decisions to make and each one affects the other decisions, mm-hmm. how do you know where to start? And when it comes to making those decisions, do you expect to have full autonomy going forward?
I asked my wife. No, seriously. Look, again, as a veteran of this thing, you know, I have my North Star vision, if you will. And so I come in with that in mind. So I start putting things together with that, you know, ultimate goal in line. So and like anything else, when you have detailed plans, every now and then there's a hiccup, a change. Somebody may come into you and say that they don't want to be here any longer, whatever the case may be. But I'm always conscious of, and it's a great question, of one decision leading to maybe a multitude of other decisions. So when I do make one, I always try to think about what consequences they may present.
Hi, Scott. Mark Dembski, KPK, Sacramento's News Radio. In regards to the head coaching position, is there a timeline? Also, do you plan on meeting with maybe other candidates face-to-face? And what exactly are you looking for in the head coaching position?
Well, I'm going to ask the back part first. What I'm looking for in the coaching position is someone to carry through a number of things I've talked about here. Someone who is going to be committed to having a tough-minded, defensive-oriented, team that shares the basketball, a team that's disciplined, professional, accountable. So we've got to be aligned there. The coach has got to be aligned with that goal. And so, again, I'm going to take a few days here. I've got a lot of calls to answer. And then I'll figure it out from there. Again, you're looking at someone who probably has met the majority of guys who would be interested in this job. So I have a lot of institutional knowledge when it comes to what's out there in the coaching market. So, again, I will inform you guys as soon as I come to that final decision, you know, whether I'm going to, you know, hopefully it'll be in a week or so.
Hi, Scott. Michelle again over here in the back. Just curious.
Oh, okay. Right here.
With all this, just how closely are you going to be working with Vivek with all of these decisions? Has he given you full control to say, I'm going to hire the coach, I'm going to add these players to the roster, or do you plan to work with him?
Look, obviously Vivek owns the team, and I've worked with Vivek before, and I enjoy a very healthy and positive relationship with him. But make no mistake, he has empowered me to lead this team and make critical decisions. Now, will I talk to him often about different things in this team? Absolutely. It only makes sense. There's a saying that will be prevalent throughout my tenure here and within our office. I want diversity of thought, but with unity of purpose. And that's what we're going to be led by. And so that starts with my relationship with Vivek.
All right, that's Scott Perry's intro presser. We the entire sales staff is standing around our windows staring at us to make sure that we're paying bills.
It was
and actually, that was it. The press conference is over. I was going to tell everybody on the radio, if you want to hear more, watch on YouTube where we're also carrying the presser. Alas, the press conference is now over. There's a ton to dig into. I have a massive page of notes here. We're going to dive into all that. We're going to give away $500. We got to talk some NFL draft. Tons coming up on the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're back in a second here on ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2. Sacramento's sports leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
And no James Hamm today. Jesse Toppy in. James was down at Scott Perry's press conference, his introductory press conference, as the GM of the Sacramento Kings. Tons to get into. And I want to say this up top. I think part of, there were a lot of questions in there that he didn't answer.
Mm-hmm.
And he, knee-jerk reaction just on the surface, is sidestepping some of these questions. But I don't think he's sidestepping it because he doesn't, I think he's not answering questions because there's answer, like he genuinely doesn't know the answer to some of these things yet.
Yeah, he just got here.
Where he just got here, he's getting asked like, hey, who's the coach going to be? Which, and again, none of these are the wrong question, they're the right questions, but I don't blame him for being like, don't know yet. Got some people I got to talk to. Hopefully we'll have an answer in the next week.
Yeah, like that's just going to happen though. I mean, doesn't mean anything, but I think he won the press conference.
He definitely did.
Yeah.
If you're grading the Scott Perry, what grade do you give the presser? 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. Grading Scott Perry's intro presser. I'm a big NFL draft guy. We've been grading stuff for weeks. We'll be grading stuff all the rest of this week.
Yeah, Kyle just can't stop grading stuff right now.
I need to grade stuff. Addicted. I need to grade something. You B minus right now. Figure it out.
Damn, okay. Hey, a B minus back then. Hey, Ma, I got a B minus.
No, I'm joking. Yeah, dude, he did, I think, everything right today.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I saw some people talking about cautious optimism. I saw some people saying, none of this means anything. I need to see him work this offseason. I totally agree. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But the information we have right now, TCSC on the line, hang in there. Based on the information we have right now on April 23rd, he gets an A for today.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. He said length and athleticism. That was a hit.
That was it. That's all. Honestly, that was all I needed.
Yeah. Said the team needs a true point guard. I agree as well. Another mm-hmm. hit. Like, yeah, he said the things he did say, like actually talked about. Like, he said the right things.
Yeah, and I think what you want to do as a GM, because going in, we said, hey, what's the vibe here? And I'm seeing A. I see a B plus for grades for Scott Perry today. But we asked what the vibe, and it seems like it's kind of meh right now. Like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I don't really know. And your job as the GM in that first press conference is to, hey, provide optimism. At least give the air that you know what you're doing. Give people reason to believe that you're going to do the right things. And he said, I have a vision. I need to take steps to secure that vision. I have an identity I think the team needs to have. I don't know which players on this team are going to be, he said, you need to be a volunteer to this vision, not a hostage.
Yeah.
I like that line. And he said he's going to meet with players throughout the summer and see who's going to be a volunteer and who would be a hostage in that. And if you're not going to be a volunteer, then they're going to figure something else out. He said all of the right things in that respect. And so the stuff that he sidestepped or didn't have an answer for, I don't mind, because I genuinely don't think like, hey, what's your first move? Like, Don't know. I got to figure that out.
Yeah, when are you going to trade DeMar DeRozan?
Right. You can't just ask him that. So yeah. I thought for the most part he did a really nice job today.
The buzzword for him, I feel like, was sustainable winner. To me, my brain goes to a rebuild. Like, I don't see what you have here now. Like, I don't see how that's a sustainable winner. Maybe you can get into a plan or anything like that. Maybe make a couple moves. And
but that's not winning.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The way they're talking about winning.
Yeah, then you might have to break this up a little bit. Not completely tear down a tank, but more so like build your assets and kind of do it the right way again.
I want to put a pin in that because I think that's the right direction to go with what is his job now. But I want to get out to the Elk Grove Kia talk line. TC is on the Elk Grove Kia talk line. What's going on, TC?
Hey, what's up, Kyle? Jesse, what's up, man?
What's up, TC?
Hey, y'all got me?
Yes, sir.
Clear? All
right, look, so check it out. Hey, first of all, before we get started, hey, bro, that whole little situation yesterday, bro, it's all good, bro. It's good. I feel some type of way about Purdy and Kyle, and I stand on that.
That's okay.
You know what you said, bro? We all good, bro.
No doubt, bro. Appreciate you.
I just want to get that out the way.
Appreciate you.
On top, we good.
Yes, sir.
First and foremost, so look, I give Scott Perry an A+ in my opinion. I heard what I need to hear. The question that everybody wants to hear, the whole, is Levesque winning it? No, he's not. The only mandate around here is winning. And I'm going to put a winning organization around that, and I need everybody to be aligned. Also, what stood out to me is when he said, I already talked to all the players. I even got players that I coached before or drafted already reaching out to me. I maybe Kevin Durant or whoever, but players are already reaching out. He has a vision, bro. Already seen it. I already know. Scott Perry got an A+, and he's going to get to work. He can't let all of his jewels out in his press conference. He's just going to let his work speak. I'm excited.
Awesome. Thanks, TC. I think that's kind of the general consensus.
It's a flag.
Oh, what'd he say?
I think he said you can't let all his jewels out at the press conference.
I thought he said dudes.
Oh, I thought he said jewels. What did you say, TC? What did you say?
Hey, you know what? Inconclusive flag stands. Yeah, man. I think I agree with TC for the most part there. The question I have...
Real quick, we can say, I thought he said jewels. You think he said dudes, and then JD said he thinks he said tools. So who knows?
But tools is also a flag. You also can't drop that. No, but man, I like, again, the work will have to speak for itself.
Yeah.
This press conference is not going to matter if they're 40 and 42 again next year.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Vivek is the new boogeyman word too with the Sacramento Kings.
1,000%.
Whether right or wrong, or whether he's like so involved or not, mm-hmm. Vivek is the new boogeyman word, I feel like.
Yeah, I so Kevin Gleason, formerly of the Rise Guys here on ESPN 1320, asked a question about does he have autonomy?
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Perry didn't really address that part of the question because he talked about his vision for the team and this and that. And then Michelle Dapper from KCRA jumped in and said, okay, well, are you able to make these decisions?
Yeah.
Is Vivek going to be involved in your decision making? And he said, obviously Vivek owns the team, but we have a good relationship and we'll talk a lot, but these are my decisions to make.
Yeah. And I guess my next question too is like, there's clearly a lack of distrust with the fans and Vivek and like the media now. I feel like it's the questions they were asking in the press conference and all that.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it's going to take for Scott Perry to shake that and say, yeah, Scott Perry is making his moves now?
Because,
like, Vivek, I feel like that's going to be, like, a little side story where it's like, how much is Vivek involved and yada, yada, yada. Because now it was a topic, of course, at this press conference.
I think it's, to me, it's less about is Vivek involved
and
more, did he hire the right guy?
Yeah.
Because I agree with Kenny on this. A lot of what the Kings were doing was Monty McNair up until probably the Zach LaVine thing.
Uh-huh.
I think the Zach LaVine thing was De'Aaron Fox going to the organization and saying, I want out of here. And the organization deciding, okay, it's best if we do this now. And Viveka going, no, we're doing this now. And I want Zach LaVine. Forget rebuilding because you're not going to be here. I want to make it to the playoffs this year. Go get Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
That's where I think. So I don't think Viveka is going to be involved off the rip.
No, yeah, I don't think he is either, but I'm wondering where he's out of sight, out of mind, I guess.
If they win,
I got you.
That's it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, that makes sense.
Because even if it's not him making the moves, even if he goes to, I don't know, Cancun
mm-hmm.
for the next 3 years.
Running routes on the beach.
He's running routes on the beach. He's vibing in Cancun, and it's Scott Perry up here doing everything, and he's just messing up, and the Kings aren't winning in the rebuild. They're either rebuilding or they're not, or they're stuck, and they're just a 35-40 win team for the next 3 years. If Vivek had nothing to do with it, it's still going to be like, bro, you hired the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
So until, like, he's always going to get some portion of the blame, but I'm not on, I don't think what's happening right now is Scott Perry's leaving his presser and he's going to Vivek's office and going, okay, coach, what do we do?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that. I really don't.
It seems like the way Scott Perry talked, like it's going to be, I mean, he said things like shared vision. Like, it seems like he's going to be able to run it himself.
Now, the small red flag that went up for me just on the Vivek front was when he got asked, when did you kind of start having these discussions with the Kings? Because the timeline was very strange. And he was like, well, I had a 3-month interview 8 years ago, and I've been in contact with Vivek since. Damian was right. They called the one guy they know, Vivek and Vlade. Called the one guy that they just had on speed dial who, and he wasn't fired by the Knicks. His contract dissolved with the Knicks after the 22-23 season.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hasn't been, he did his Hoop Genius podcast, I guess, which you plugged a bunch of times. But
so like and subscribe, please.
Also, the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen show available wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, like and subscribe to that as well.
While you're subscribed to Hoop Genius. No, but it was it felt very much like they didn't bring him in because they particularly liked his vision for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
They brought him in because I'm sure they love his vibe and wanted him around again. That makes sense. They trust him as a basketball mind.
Yeah.
With his connections around the league. Like, okay, cool. That's the reason they brought him in. But there was not any kind of like interview process here. I think they knew the minute Monty was done, they knew Scott Perry was their target.
Is that sort of
I don't think that's bad necessarily.
Yeah, it's not necessarily bad, but can you turn that into a good thing in a sense? With all the dysfunction here, you kind of just bring in the one guy where it's like, all right, like everyone, like they trust him, so maybe they just kind of give him the ball and like he can run with it finally.
Maybe. Like that might be it.
Because it seems like Scott Perry, like from obviously outside looking in, he seems pretty respected. James has talked about him or whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to like him.
I think
him
that's
and all
right.
That. Yeah. Like seems like the league seems to like him and all that. So maybe you finally just got a basketball guy that they trust finally. And I get the whole thing too, where it's just like you just hired the guy you're comfortable with, but maybe this time, like, that's just what they need to.
Sure. Somebody that they trust to make the right moves so they can get out of the way.
Like, Vivek trusts him, so maybe he's like, all right, Scott's here, do your thing.
I want to talk about that specifically.
Mm-hmm.
What does this look like? You said they may not be able to tear it all the way down, so how do they build it up? We'll dive into that. He got asked about his Zach LaVine comments.
Shout out Sean Cunningham.
We'll talk about that, and we might sprinkle in some NFL draft today with our draft show tomorrow.
Potentially. Who knows? You guys stick around and find out.
Tap in to find out. We'll also, in the next hour, give away your chance to win $500. We'll have a keyword for you. We had a winner yesterday. We had a winner Monday. And the winner today could be you. Listen for the keyword coming up in the next hour. That's Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle Madsen. James Hamm out on assignment today. We're the Insiders, sponsored by Jiffy Lube at ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie.
One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.